Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Get ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King Podcast, hosted by James Coe.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's up? James Coe here with you. You're listening, of course, to the Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. All right, are we buying this story out of Washington Commanders camp that Jahan Dotson is not the clear number two wide receiver? Scary Terry or F1 or whatever, Terry McLaurin is the clear one. He's the alpha, right? But who's the two? You would assume it is the first round pick in Jahan Dotson, the former first rounder, Jahan Dotson, who showed out his rookie year. His sophomore campaign, not as good, but still, you would assume it's that guy, man. You would assume it's that guy. I mean, again, look at the roster. Luke McCaffrey, third rounder, developmental player. Olamide Zaccheaus, Diami Brown. I mean, these are guys. These are depth pieces. These are not players that you want to go in and say, well, we need to rely on that guy. I would assume it's Jahan Dotson, but head coach Dan Quinn, man, he is not making it easy. Okay, he's saying, quote, there's a lot of guys battling out there for that number two spot. And in particular, he keeps mentioning the Greek god of stolen fantasy points, Olamide Zaccheaus. Olamide Zaccheaus is in the mix to be the wide receiver too? What? Normally, I would say this is cap. Normally, I would say, nah, bro, stop with the cap. I would say, bro, stop with the training camp nonsense. These are training camp nonsense stories. Jahan Dotson's your number two. And I think I'm still like 80% there. I'm still 80% there. But you got to follow the thread just a little bit, man. You got to remember, Olamide Zaccheaus spent 4 years in Atlanta, but his first 2 years in the league were spent with Dan Quinn as his head coach. They didn't draft Zaccheaus. They saw him as a guy who they signed, an undrafted free agent. So this is somebody where they said, all right, let's see what the kid's got. And he stuck around. His first 2 years were with Dan Quinn, man. So when you follow that thread, You get a little nervous. You get a little nervous, especially with the fact that Quinn is now extolling his virtues all of a sudden. What? Oh, man, I am a little bit worried about Jahan Dotson. The other thing about it, the backstory of it, Dan Quinn, new head coach, GM, Adam Peters. Guys, they didn't pick Jahan Dotson in the first round. They don't care about his draft capital. You know what I'm saying here? So that's the backdrop right now for Jahan Dotson. But that being said, I think I'm still like 80% there that this is just a nonsense training camp story. I don't know. I don't know. I really like Jahan Dotson this year. He's going super mad late, mostly because ESPN has ranked him as the wide receiver 71, which is just, that's disrespectful, dude. Come on, that's disrespectful. I know it always doesn't work this way, right? But when you say a guy is the wide receiver 71, you are saying all 32 starting wide receiver ones are better than Dotson, which I think is fine, right? But then you're also saying essentially every single wide receiver two on every single team in the NFL is better than Jahan Dotson. There are 64 starting ones and two wide receivers in the NFL, 64 of them. Jahan Dotson, ESPN, wide receiver 71. Come on, bro. Come on. That's disrespectful. That is disrespectful. I don't know. Maybe Mike Clay, and I love Mike Clay, and I love ESPN. I'm just saying. Maybe they know something that I don't know, okay? Maybe they knew about this storyline before, and that's where they got him ranked. I don't know. All I know is that that's disrespectful, man. I've got him ranked as the wide receiver 43. Okay, so that feels more in line where you're like, all right, he's not a number one, but he's a high quality number two, right? That's wide receiver 43. That's good. Per reception perception in 2023, not his best work, but still a good player. 70% success rate versus man, 79% success rate versus zone. Okay, if you're new to RP, the very, very high level general benchmarks that you want to hit as a receiver, 70, 80. 70% success rate versus man, 80% success rate versus zone. That's essentially with where we are at with Jahan Dotson. By the way, when I say you want to hit these benchmarks, if you're a good player, that is the benchmark that good players hit, not average players, not players that are at the bottom of the roster. We're talking good players. We're not talking guys that are specialists. No, all around good players. We're talking about borderline Pro Bowl players. Guys where if they got traded to your team or you picked up their option somehow, you're happy. You're like, yeah, I want that dude on my team. 70% success rate versus man, 79% success rate versus zone for Jahan Dotson in 2023, which was considered a down year. Plus, I'm no Cliff Kingsbury lover. Trust me. Trust me. You listen to my other podcast, you know I am not a Cliff Kingsbury lover by any stretch of the imagination. But from a fantasy perspective, Eric Bieniemy is gone. Okay, that's good. From a volume standpoint, oh my God. We can stop expecting the Commanders throwing to 17, 18 freaking guys every Sunday. God, they're just so annoying. Brutal to watch that brand of football. Eric Bieniemy thinks he's Andy Reid out there. Bro, you're not Andy Reid. Just like Pete Carmichael is not Sean Payton. Brother, you're not Andy Reid. Stop throwing to 13 guys every Sunday. Stupid. It's so crazy. Just throw to your good players. What you doing? Eric Bieniemy, that's why he's not in the NFL. Anyways, whatever. So from a volume standpoint, I think we're going to see a higher concentration of targets. That's obviously going to go to Terry McLaurin. And I'm 80% there, not 100%, 80% there. I think the number two guy will be Jahan Dotson because, dude, he's a good player. He's a good player. All right, here's my conservative sleeper king projections for Dotson. 65 receptions, 815 yards, and 6 touchdowns. I know that doesn't sound like a huge number, but 65, 815, and 6 touchdowns, you're in the mix for a low-end wide receiver too. That you're in the mix. Zay Flowers had 860 receiving yards last year and 5 touchdowns. He was the wide receiver 30. Again, a low-end wide receiver too. That's where my conservative estimates, my conservative sleeper king projections have Dotson. Now, you might be saying, well, that's not that sexy. Guys, he's going outside the top 150 picks, okay? That's why he's on a sleeper list. Dotson's going outside the top 150 right now. That's the 13th round of a 12-team league. 13th freaking round. I get it. You ain't going to hit a home run. You ain't going to hit a home run with Dotson. I get that. Sometimes, boys, we just got to go up there and hit doubles. That's how you're successful in fantasy. And I, for me, Dotson is an easy double. Easy double. You get to the 12th round, you see Dotson there, you select him, easy double. Boom, nailed that pick. Love it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.